My guest today, the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.
All right, Allison, checking out the grains here first. A lot of red on the board, as you said earlier. What had the grains starting out a bit slow here this week?
Yeah, well, no fresh news really to start the week, or nothing out of the ordinary, I guess. We're mostly been pushed down lower by the soybean market that had the steepest losses today. We, again, did not get any export sales this morning or anything that tells us that last week's rumors are true. We're still waiting on some shipments. We're talking 10 to 15 cargoes of beans that were supposedly sold to China last week over Thanksgiving, but we haven't received confirmation yet. So still remains a rumor, and the market just is easy to sell those off when we aren't getting confirmation. On top of that, we did have export inspections this morning, really good for corn, which is keeping that market supported. We're seeing that March corn contract really kind of coiling into a tight range here between the 20 and 200-day moving average. It'd really be nice to get a good solid break above that 450 mark, but market just seems to be comfortable just trending sideways between that and 445, and hopefully we just get some fresh news to push that market higher. On the soybean side, again, no shipments to China there this week, so we know they have shipments coming, but nothing has come out yet. So just another factor that kept us on the downswing today. And on wheat, unfortunately, just kind of a follower there too. We aren't getting any news that can really spark enough enthusiasm in the wheat market, even with the cold weather across some winter wheat areas. It's just not enough to give this market a push. We are continuing to hear just bigger production numbers out of Australia and other places. So global supply remains ample, and it's just another factor that gave us the red day today.
All right, great. And cattle markets, a lot of red on the board there too as well. What's going on there?
Yeah, you know, they did actually close off their lows, so it's constructive at least here to start the day. But we'll see what the rest of the week brings. I know there's some talk that we might see cash cattle coming in higher today as well, or this week. So we'll be watching that to see more of a long-term trend of where this market's going to be going. But at least we didn't close near the lows today. So at least it's a red day, but we didn't use up daily limits, I guess, to start the week.
That was the Money Farm owner, Allison Thompson.